The University of Ghana Medical Students Association is partnering the Ministry of Health and other stakeholders to improve the health status of Ghanaians through public education. The health officer, Kwai Nsro Robert Ni Ama, who stated this to Radio Ghana ahead of the 47th Annual Health Week celebration, said the focus of the celebration is on achieving the MDG Goal 4, which is aimed at reducing child mortality.
This is our 47th annual National Health Week. Over the years, we, in collaboration with the University of Ghana Medical School and the Public Health Department, have a week which is free of all lectures. And then what we do is that we focus on a theme which we think is pertinent to national development. And then we go and conduct massive public awareness on that theme. And this year is no different. We are also going with a theme on infant and child mortality and to conduct massive public awareness on that.
What is the reason for choosing this?
The child mortality in Ghana here is 56 deaths per 1,000 live births. And according to the Millennium Development Goal 5, we are supposed to reduce the child mortality by two-thirds to about 43 deaths per 1,000 live births by 2015. And we are in 2014. And we have a long way to go. And we think as medical students, as a social responsibility to go to the districts across the country to educate the public on that. At the end of our project, our aim is to help reduce the infant and child mortality in Ghana with the aim of achieving Millennium Development Goal 5.
Can you tell us the current rate?
The current rate is 56 deaths per 1,000 life.
But how do you evaluate your performance at the end of the day?
Yes. What we normally do and what we will do again this year is that we are going to take questionnaires there to assess the level of information there, and then the students will post that to the districts. We are going to about 30 districts across the country, and then we post 4 students there. They are expected to write reports, and then the reports will be correlated at the national level. We are working with the Federation of Ghana Medical Students. So it's not only University of Ghana. We together with UCC, UDS and Genus are going to compile a national report which we are going to take to the district health directors of all districts we are going, and also the Ministry of Health. We also encourage full community participation with the opinion leaders, the chiefs and all that, and district health director. So after we've left, we expect them to continue with our project and also to evaluate our reports and see what and what they can do.
Can you tell us some of the challenges that you go through in carrying out this project?
Especially before you carry out any project, you need funds. And then that has been a major problem. And then to get a program like this, you have to be able to cut classes and all that. But we have come this far. And then by the grace of God, we've crossed various hurdles, sponsorship and disappointment. We are still here.
That was the president of UGMSA, Brentu Echia.
What we do usually is we start with a health walk. And this year, the health walk is going to take place on the 6th, that's tomorrow, at Kanda. And then the following week, Saturday, that's the 13th of September, we are going to have a grand deba. Basically, we are going to do a free health screening for the people at Kanda. And the venue is going to be at a park. It's close to the National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO's head office at Kanda. Then from the 15th to the 19th of September, that's when we go for our district tours. That's when we go all around the country to carry the message out.
You say you'll be undertaking a health screening. You know, in these days, we are embroiled with Ebola and then cholera. Are you going to include this in your screening?
We as students do not have the equipment to screen Ebola at this moment. But what we are going to do concerning cholera and Ebola is that we are going to educate the public. It's all going to be part of our flyers, and we are still going to verbally educate the public about what they can do to prevent cholera and Ebola.